to stakeholder business, and I first want to report to you, without prejudice one way or the other, what the board did this morning on the proposed bylaw amendment. We discussed the matter extensively. We had 22 speakers. We voted by roll call. In the board, the amendment needed 66.25%, is about 38.5%. Because of that, that bylaw did not pass the board. Are there any other bylaw matters to take up at this time? I recognize Mike Donald from Montana. Bill Donald, excuse me. I got a Mac in there. Thank you. That's my Scotch heritage, you know.
My brother. Mr. President, I would like to offer for this body's consideration the bylaw amendment that the board voted on this morning. When I come here representing the Calcraft Soccer Council, the pastor of that group, and the members of that group asked me to bring it before this group so you all have the opportunity to have your say and your vote on the matter. Basically, the way the bylaws amendment will be changing the bylaws is that in the vote of the general membership meeting, on a policy issue, when the vote falls between 40% and 60%, that issue will then be mailed out to each member of the association. A simple majority of the members responding will be required to pass the policy. It would require that at least 10% of the members of the association respond via the mail-out ballot to have the mail-out vote count. If the mail-out count is less than 10%, then the original vote at the membership meeting would be upheld. And I'm not going to go into the whole diatribe. I hope the board will bear with me a little bit. I know you all heard this, and I know some of you are like me, you get very tired listening to my voice. But there are a couple of issues that I would like to bring up to this group, and that is the reason that I believe this bylaws amendment would improve the bylaws of this association. We have been losing members, and through the last year, we finally stopped the downturn, and we've had some more than we had the year before. But we're over $130,000 in the red this year. Our goal with this amendment is to have a tool that we can utilize as recruiters in the country to gain more members. I firmly believe and trust the integrity of the members of this association, whether they are at this meeting or not. I think this will do two things. Number one, it will show the people that sign up that we trust their integrity and we want their voice on contentious issues. Number two, it will enhance communication between the members that come to these proceedings and the members who are not able to for one reason or another. And I know everyone in this room feels fortunate to be here. And you also know of members that are at home doing your job while you're here, or are doing their own jobs and can't leave their place. And there's a lot of reasons why people can't bring in their financial or time. But I believe it's important, when we're not selling membership, to tell them that if a contentious issue comes up, they will have a voice. One other thing that I didn't bring up, a few years ago we had a State of the Origin working group, and it was about the dues, the state of the origin of the dues. In a few states, they have a mechanism where people put cattle in their feedlot, they sign up as a member, and that membership goes towards that state's account. And we, it was somewhat contentious. There was a lot of podcast producers that felt that it wasn't fair that they would have members in their state that would send cattle down to another state and those dues would come through the other state. So it was something contentious enough to think we're working with. We met at the office in Denver. We discussed it. And we all of us cowcalf producers that were there decided not to do anything that would interfere with that mechanism. It's a success. It brings members and dollars into this organization. We felt it was our responsibility, rather than to tear down what the feeders had built, to go home and get more members. And this is a tool to do just that. And I would introduce this for your consideration and ask you to please pass it.
Thank you, Bill. Now, as I understand your proposed amendment, it's the same as the final one that the board voted on this morning.
That's it, that's correct.
It's a mail ballot, got out the ballot, from 40 to 60, and you need 10%.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a second to it?
Second.
I hear a second. It's been moved and seconded to amend the bylaws. Is there any discussion?
Mrs. Horton from Colorado. I just like to echo what was said. I think your number one problem, our number one problem with our organization is the comment in the country that you people attend to these meetings, run the show, and you've heard it all. If we send these ballots out and they don't vote, I mean, you know, the problem is theirs, not ours. And I can't think of anything more stronger to someone in the coffee shop that's saying, hey, I don't get to participate, and we can say, hey, did you mail your ballot back in? You did get a chance to vote. And if he says no, I think he's going to have to stop his number one complaint. I strongly urge that we pass this.
Thank you. Mr. Hitch, Oklahoma.
Paul Hitch from Oklahoma. I would first ask that this that this be withdrawn, since it must be passed by both the Board of Directors and the Stakeholders Congress. Even if it should pass today, it still will not become binding on the membership, and it won't be a change in the bylaws, because it's already failed in the board. So the possibility that it might pass now would be horribly divisive to this organization. I think even voting on it is divisive, and I would urge that it be withdrawn. I get the idea that Bill's probably not going to withdraw it. So I would urge that we vote it down in the Stakeholders Congress again, as we did, I think, correctly, in the Board of Directors. This organization is set up, and was set up over 100 years ago, to be an organization that's guided by members who come together in a common place and make decisions about the cattle industry and now about the beef industry. We meet, we discuss, we argue face-to-face, and we have a vote, and everybody that's there gets to hear everything everybody else said, and the vote is taken, and that establishes the course of this organization. I think that's the proper way to do things, and this would be a radical departure from doing that. I know that you've all participated in conference calls, and that's a weak substitute for a face-to-face meeting, while a mail-in ballot is an even paler substitute for a face-to-face meeting. I think that the way we now have it set up works, and I know that each of us that are here not only represents his or her own organization, own ranch, or own state association, we also recognize that we represent the people out there who are not in attendance at this meeting. I think we do a good job of representing those people, and I urge you, should this thing stay up for consideration, vote no.
As a matter of clarification, it does, any bylaw amendment has to pass by stakeholders and the board. So if it's approved here, it will then go back to the board and be voted on next summer. So that's what will happen procedurally. I recognize this morning.
Thank you. Bill Donner already gave, I thought, all the good reasons why to vote for this.
I'm going to take just an opportunity. This is the third year from Oregon Cattlemen that I've worked on this issue. It's going to be my last. But I'm going to take a shot at what I call the excuses for not passing this. I'm not going to go into them. We could debate this for hours. But I call them excuses. It's a matter of the fear of lack of losing control to those people that I represent, the ranchers, as if they're some kind of stupid dupes that just don't know what's going on and can't be trusted to do the right thing. So I leave you with this as you vote on this last issue. If you vote this down, there will be fewer and fewer cow-calf operators and fewer as members of NCBA. And if that's your goal, you vote this down. But if you think it's important to have those cow-calf operators as members and their dues to help enhance this organization and make it stronger and make it have more clout, then you vote yes.
Thank you. John Lacey, California.
Hi, Mr. President. I rose in support of this particular proposed amendment to the bylaws that actually ended up failing. I would ask some considerations here today, and both my friend and Paul Hitch, who has stated that over 100 years our system has worked. And I absolutely agree. It's been way ahead of whatever has been in second place yesteryear or this year. I rose in support of that because I think we're in a very unique situation this year and in the past several years politically with many of our members. I do believe, though, and I'm going to ask Bill and the Montana delegation to withdraw their request to vote on this at this particular time. I would ask that they then propose that NCBA put together that same, not the same members, but a small working group to work with those both feeders and other segments of the industry with the cow-calf people to put together a pilot program without changing the bylaws and test this particular idea, which I think has some merits. I think it has some political ramifications that we may regret if we turn it down. It may have some good things, and it may fail. But let's test it. But let's not change the bylaws. So with that, I would ask Bill that you withdraw your request to vote on it here today. That NCBA honor the fact that you get together, put together a pilot program, and as early as their summer meeting, if there is an issue that warrants voting on between the 40 and 60, that we do it, we send it out, we come up with some financial figures, because this could be devastating to this industry in the financial situation that we are here today. The cost of mailing 25,000 to 30,000 ballots out, if not done right, I can tell you, is a tremendous expense. And with that, I ask that this body turn down, if it is voted, to turn down the request at this body. Thank you.
I would just like to respond to Mr. Lacey, if I could. John, if you wanted to make a motion, I'm kind of obligated by the same public form of government to be run under. Many of our council asking to bring that up, and I would not feel comfortable withdrawing it, but I would feel comfortable if you made that motion and it was put before this body, and I would abide by whatever majority you have said here today, if you would want to do that.
Yeah, I get stuck in the middle here. 10 months in Utah. I should have got ahead of John. We do run in a republic style of government here, and there are a lot of good arguments
been made today why this should not pass. And John's idea may be all we got to go with, but I was in line to speak my piece, I guess. And Paul, if we pass that with the board of directors meeting, and it's got to pass both the board and the stakeholders Congress, then what good are we doing here in stakeholders Congress if it isn't going to do any good to vote on it here? That means our stakeholders meeting, our one member, one vote, only one member, one vote meeting to hold out the whole convention, which is this one right here. Everybody that's here as a member gets a vote. That's the reason for bringing it back up here today. There's a lot of good reasons not to pass it, but like Bill said earlier, and I'm not going to lengthy this speech out, but back home in the country, I could pay up a lot of new memberships next week if we did pass this deal, or pass the pilot project somehow. Fact remains is, for the last 2 years, our membership's been going south. Last year's revenues were down $1.37 million. I think Bill said $130,000, but it's $1,300,000 short of memberships. The direction we're headed ain't the right direction. Maybe it's leveled off, but if this would turn the tide and we could regain that membership, then I'm all in favor. I still speak in favor of the motion. I suppose I can support something that John said also.
Mr. Lacey.
Mr. President, if it's in order, I would propose this resolution. And then certainly ask those folks that they could rework the wording, providing it's not satisfactory in the specific terminology. Okay?
Let me close your mic, John.
I would propose this resolution to this body in a fashion that we establish a working group that would look into setting up by the summer meeting in operating condition a pilot program to test a voting procedure on different issues or policies that were between the 60 and 40 percentile approval or disapproval, and to work out the details and have it ready to go by this summer. And in this resolution, that we do not vote up or down on the proposed resolution that came from Montana and was proposed to the board of directors that was turned down.
John, are you proposing an amendment to the proposal or some other motion?
I'm not sure what the technical procedure should be, whether I just should make a resolution and we drop and have the amendment withdrawn. I think that's what I would do.
Let's stand at ease for a second here. We're dealing with bylaws. I want to make sure we do this right procedure.
Why don't you say that, Frank?
Mr. Chairman, while you're looking at it, I think the proper parliamentary procedure in this instance is to refer it to a committee. You have a motion on the floor that you don't want to vote on, but you want to handle it and dissolve it and move forward with it. So I think if Mr. Lacey makes his amendment in front of referring it to a working group committee appointed by the executive committee, we can get on with business at hand. And I move that.
Well, just hold up. We're not going to refer it to committee without a motion and a vote by this body.
That's right. I'm making that motion that we refer it to a working study group appointed by the executive committee.
Also, so it's been suggested that we have a motion to table.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Motion table is not in order.
Okay.
Point of order. Lord or wife?
Yes, sir.
You should not have three motions on the floor. You should have one motion on the floor, which was brought.
We have one motion on the floor.
That's all. That's
one
all.
Right.
Montana motion is on the floor. The other two are out of order.
I know.
Would you like me to make a an amendment then to the motion that's on the floor? Is that in line?
The only amendment they can make.
I want to speak to the motion.
Discussion's underway. The only next step is further discussion or somebody call for a question.
That's true.
And I would like to have the floor to discuss the motion, please.
Okay.
Same here.
Don Dattle, Somerville, Tennessee. I speak in favor of the proposed bylaw change. I speak coming from a state that supported the checkoff. There are questions in my mind why the checkoff side even was allowed to vote on this bylaw change. And I would like that to be looked at, too. Why? When the checkoff was passed, when the both bodies merged, there's supposed to be a firewall. Yet we have checkoff councils voting today not to allow me to vote on policy issues. That seems contrary to the whole checkoff proposal. That seems contrary to the whole checkoff merger between NC VA and the checkoff board. So I would like that to be looked at legally at some point in time. It looks like maybe we aren't violating NCBA bylaws, but we are violating possibly the constitutionality of the United States laws. If I speak in favor of it, this morning it was said that we're on a sinking ship, which may be true to some degree. In the past, people could speculate that the NCBA board didn't want people voting. Now, after today, we know they don't want NCBA members out there that can't spend $2,000 to $1,000. We know that board doesn't want them to be able to vote. I think it's important that the membership rise up to give our fellow members, for whatever reason they can't show up in Nashville or Phoenix, give them the right to vote. Thank you.
Mr. Hayes.
Thank you very much. I'm very much in favor of this motion. I want to just go back and tell you that, as you said, in San Antonio, and some of you up here have already spoke today, you gutted the Blue Ribbon Commission that had almost all these things solved. We spent, we had some pretty decent people. I know one of them, you elected president, and people were all 9 to 14 people on there. We fought through this tooth and toenail. Do not send it back to another working group. It'll get shot down. We know where you want to go on this thing. Either you want to do it or you don't want to do it. It's the same thing on your membership deals. I remember we had a formula in San Antonio, a formula for that membership, and then all of a sudden it was shot down because it was too much. And you know, it's 3.5 years we could have used that revenue. Folks, there's some of us out here you might not like. We might have a few things to offer that are pretty good for this organization. You better keep with it, because I'm getting tired of getting strangled over this one man, one vote. And you sit here and you see some of the things that are voted on, and like this morning, which I wasn't voting because I'm not a director, but you had one vote, and then you raise the vote, and there's 15 flash up here. In our state, 31 people. We had 31 counties was won by one of the contestants for governor. The other governor won 4 and won the darn election. You've got it also that, don't forget, the President of the United States was elected on absentee ballots.
John Ferguson. I guess the reason I rose to speak was not in support or against the proposed amendment. But what I would like to do is present the facts as they are and clear the air a little bit about the revenue situation, because it was certainly characterized incorrectly by one of the folks that spoke. And a lot of you haven't had access to our year-end or our first quarter financials and are not aware of what they were, you know, I don't think it's fair to having leave this room or even vote not knowing what the true facts were. Last year we had a revenue that was dues revenue that was about $300,000 less than the previous year, not 1.37. Our deficit on the policy side was 1.37. That was related to some cost overruns associated with a convention where we had pretty good attendance, but not nearly as much attendance as at ticketed events as we would have liked, where we had the president come. That cost us a good deal of money to provide the security and the arrangements for that and some other issues, and we had some cost overruns in some other areas. At the same time, we missed budget on a number of items, but the dues revenue portion of that deficit was about $300,000. So, just so everybody understands that. At the current time, our dues revenue, again, off the top of my head, is about 3% below budget for this year. So, just so everybody understands the facts.
Jane?
Mr. Chairman, I rise in support of this going forward. I think we have a chance here to let our membership tell us what they really want to do. If we pass this here by a simple majority, it will allow the board of directors or the executive committee 6 months from now to a July summer conference to look at some of the things that Mr. Lacey had proposed, to look at the cost. And if it was in the original proposal, we'd send it out in the BDB, the one that comes out directly after this, so there'd be no real additional cost. And so I would say to Mr. Donald to stay the course and let our membership give our board of directors some direction right here, and we'll come back in July and either vote it up or down.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Hal Phillips from Florida. I just want to say it's a shame that at this level of organization that our Robert Ruth Miller lacks so much dignity. First of all, let's set the record straight. The third motion does take priority over our main motion as a secondary motion. It can be offered by membership during the course of action. And secondly, Mr. President, the motion to lay on the table is a privileged motion and has utmost priority and can be exercised by a membership body at any time during deliberation. So let's get our parliamentary procedure facts on the first. But since we're not going to follow the proper parliamentary procedure, then let's just go ahead and vote on it. Some of us are obviously in favor of it. Some of us are obviously very much opposed to it. I think that this particular approach is going to be devastating to our organization. I think we have offered options that would probably provide for the continuation of this subject on a much less divisive manner, and we tried to offer those to the membership. But since they're not going to be accepted, let's vote it down and move on about a business.
We have one more speaker. Mr. Chairman, Jim Hennett from Nebraska. I rise in support of the bylaws change, and I would like to call a question. Okay. We have a motion to amend the bylaws. The question is on adoption of the motion to amend the bylaws. Now remember, this will then go to the board of directors next summer. If it gets a majority vote, it requires a majority vote. Let's try to do it by standing vote. All those in favor of the motion, please stand up. You don't need the cards. This is a member vote. A stakeholder vote, excuse me. Stakeholder vote. Why don't you go ahead and count, folks? You don't need the cards. That's for the membership. This is a stakeholder vote. If anybody in the back is voting and wants to vote, please walk up to the side here. Don't just stand in the back.
attention. If you're standing in the back row, you're not going to get counted. If you want to vote, move to the side and vote by virtue of standing up. You got room for everybody?
Why was this done a particular way, or why this was done a particular way? That was actually the easiest thing I've done all day, because I didn't have to do anything, because why, your president had it exactly right. The reason it's a little weirder in here than in the board meeting or some other places that you might be is that this isn't the board meeting. Your bylaws say that the stakeholders' Congress can do three things, and only three. That's just what the bylaws say. Can reverse policy decisions that were made earlier today by the board. Well, that's not what that was. Can adopt new policy decisions by a particular vote. Well, that's not what that is. Or third, this group by a majority vote can propose bylaws amendments. That's what that was. With a bylaws amendment proposal, there are really only two things you can do to it. You can adopt it, which will make it go forward and go before the board, or you can defeat it. Referring it to a committee doesn't get anything done, because again, all it is going to be a bylaws proposal if it's adopted. Someone ran up a second ago and asked why couldn't it be tabled. It's kind of tricky, except your parliamentary authority is Robert's Rules of Order. Robert's Rules of Order, Section 17, says that the motion lay on the table is only in order if there's an emergency that requires immediate attention, and as soon as you're done with your emergency, you're going to come back to it. So in the parliamentary context that you all just had, Roberts would say, you only really have two choices, vote it up, vote it down, and your president did it beautifully.
James, you need something to do.
Well, I just think it was important to point out the reason that that vote, that was a bylaws vote, it had to do with the bylaws. And the gentleman from Tennessee asked the question, why was it a full board vote? And that's because the bylaws apply to the whole board. And only the full board can amend, and that's why it was. It was not out of order. It was not unconstitutional or anything.
I didn't imply really that it was out of order. I just said that it could meet the NCBA bylaws and yet be in violation of the United States Constitution. I think that's a possibility that somebody needs to look into.
Could not, because the bylaws of the organization are very specific about both the federation side and the policy side, and that had to be a weighted vote, and that's why it was taken that way. One further thing I would just relay to you is that we have heard you loud and clear. And I know that there have been questions, concerns, and comments out there that you don't think that we want to give you a vote or a voice. Nothing can be further from the truth. I have heard Wife, I have heard Eric, and I have heard Terry again and again and again tell you the kinds of things that we are trying to do to allow that to happen. This organization does have bylaws. It does stand for something, and that is the way we've done it. They can be changed, and we have a process to do that, and that is very appropriate, and we will honor that. Let me just tell you, though, something that we maybe didn't spell out clearly, and Eric alluded to it and talked about it in the meeting, but maybe somebody told me that you couldn't hear in the back of the room. Well, we are committed to finding new ways and ways where you can have more voice, more opportunities for voting. And as I see this, as this comes back at the next presentation, which will be our next meeting when we get together, it seems to me that we need to lay out some alternative options and ways where you can participate with a voice. You know, the NCA, old NCA, and I hate to refer back, but we used to have a membership meeting where you voted on all the policy. Maybe that's something we should consider again. That's where the membership had a vote at a membership meeting. I think that's one of the ways, and I think there's more of the ways, and we've talked about that at your leadership, because we too believe, and believe strongly, that you need to own this organization and you need to have a voice. And maybe it is the mail ballot. Maybe that would be the way to do it. But I would say that in talking with the officers, we're going to come with some things, and we're going to look at this so that by the next meeting, you're going to have some things to think about. And if you've got other suggestions, you better bring them forward to us, too, because we're committed to this. Don't ever question the integrity of those guys. I can tell you they're very sincere about what they're trying to do.
Amendments or motions at this time? Seeing none, I'm relieved. Seeing none, we'll move on to the next order of business. Don Butler, the former national president of the Cannabis Foundation, under the Cannabis Foundation report.